Photographs after the storm.
Wednesday, July 20th. Today was a most beautiful day after the rain. The atmosphere was very clear and the rippling water sparkled in the sunlight. I enjoyed my morning dip in the river more this morning than yesterday because I was not devoured by mosquitoes the moment I came out of the water. As Mrs. Johnston was so anxious to have Sammy's picture, at about 10 o'clock I had him sitting in his chair below the house, so that part of the river might form a background. But on the first try, I exposed on a plate that I had already used, and so have no doubt spoilt the group picture taken in the front of the church Monday morning. So I tried another, and yet another. I feel the last one was a failure, as I did not hear the return click of the shutter. Never mind. It pleased them. Mr. Johnston and the student doing duty at Boucherville, Mr. L. Swalwell, returned in time for dinner. I had a long talk with the young man, who seems to be an earnest worker. After dinner, I felt that as the air was so clear, and the beautiful fleecy clouds were rolling across the sky, I must take the last two pictures that I had available. So at about 2:30 p.m., I took one of the church from the middle of the garden, with Mr. Johnston and Mr. Swalwell standing near the church. After that, Mr. Swalwell left for Boucherville, and I went with Mr. Johnston to take a picture of the three graves of grandfather's grandchildren. On our way, we saw old grandmother, who was so opposed to Christianity, sitting outside her house. When we asked her if she would come and sit by the graves on the chair there, she refused, remarking in reply to our promise to send her a copy that, "If I thought I could get something to eat out of that picture every time I looked at it, I might come." I had Mr. Johnston sit in the chair instead. The women all disappeared into the houses. After this, I tried fishing again. The water looked most beautiful, glistening in the rays of the afternoon sun. I caught one pickerel. While I was fishing, two Indians paddled upstream in their birch bark canoe and came to rest under the shelter of the point where I was standing, so close that I could touch the canoe with my hand. We said bonjour, and then the Indian talked, and I shook my head. When I pointed to the rapid water and asked him if there were fish there, he said yes. After resting, they shot out into the stream. Their canoe was caught on the current and carried rapidly downward, but they paddled hard and made the shelter of the other shore. Seeing this, I thought that spending time in such resting places in quiet water, before dashing out into the swiftly flowing stream to struggle against it, is a picture of seasons of prayer on Sundays. Later that day, I heard that Charlie was going through the long tent. As the weather was cooler, it was pleasant to be out in the evening with a smudge nearby. The setting sun over the mirror-like water, the wooded shores before it, was a picture not soon to be forgotten.